Today's shiur is dedicated for Schus for Fu Shlema for Shalom Ben Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim Daf Lamed Tes, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Chesam Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid. It says the Mishnah Hamuda Hanam Chaveri. Somebody made a neder that he can't have benefit from a certain individual. V'nichnas Levachroi, and then the person who is allowed to have benefit, went to visit him because he was sick and he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikachoylem. And by doing so, he wasn't actively benefiting him. Just because he comes to Mivakachoyl him, he comes to see how he is, he obviously will have benefit. So the Mishnah paskens, and we'll discuss this extensively in the Gemara, Oymer he could stand, aval lo yoshev. So as the Ran explains, the reason why the person who made this neder may go visit him is because he's doing the mitzvah, and the person who's benefiting, his goal is to perform the mitzvah. And the person who's benefiting is not, he's not actively doing anything for him. That's why it's mutter. However, says Duran, that what we're discussing here, there's a lot of benefit, even though there's a nether here, is only the case that we're discussing in our Mishnah, where he isn't actively doing something on his behalf. If he were actively doing something on his behalf, the halacha would be very different. The Tversian says that Amishta, as we're going to discuss in the Gemara Mitzvah, differentiates between sitting and standing. Says the Tversian, if there's no one else sitting there with this person who's ill, then maybe the person could sit down. It's only because since he made the neder, and there are other people who are available to sit, he should not sit down. Says the Gemara, Umarapeyu, and furthermore, the person who made the nether could do on behalf of the person who he made the nether that can't benefit from him, Refus HaNefesh, he could make him do something to make him feel better. But says the Mishnah, Avalo Refus Mamon. We'll see what that means. What that means in the Gemara, we'll see, means that he's not allowed to do anything that will benefit his property. He's only allowed to do something on behalf of the person who's ill himself. Begins the Gemara B'mayim Skinen. Let's understand the Mishnah. Ibishenichsei hamavaker. If the person who is visiting asurim al chayla, that the person who's coming to visit this individual who's not well had made a neder that this person who's ill may not have any benefit from him, so why doesn't he have a right to sit down? He should be allowed to sit, because the person who's doing the visit of this individual, as we've been learning in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, and Mishnah, is only doing so because he wants to fulfill a mitzvah. And we have the rule that we've mentioned so many times, mitzvah lav lehenes netnu, he's doing it just to perform a mitzvah. If that's the case, that he's only doing it with the intention of performing a mitzvah, so why can't he sit down? Why did the Mishnah only allow him to do this when he's standing? And that continues the Gemara, b'shenichsei choylem asur al mavaker, that the person who's sick assets, the person who's visiting him, may not have any benefit from him, so then nafila oymed namiloi, then he should not be allowed to walk into his home, because he's benefiting from him by walking into his home. So why do we allow walking in? And as the Ran explains, we've learned many times in our shiurim that visiting a person, who walking into the home of a person that you're not allowed to have anor from, which the Gemara always calls drisus haregel, walking into such a person's home is usur. So if drisus haregel is usur, why over here may he walk into his home, even if he's just going to be even if he's going to be standing there. And even though, explains the Rashba, he's going into that home, not for his own benefit, he's going into that home for the benefit of the person who's not well, it doesn't make a difference, points out the Rashba. If he made a neder that he's not allowed to benefit from him, then he should not be allowed to walk into his home, because walking into his home involves having hana. And as the Achroinim explain, what is the hana? In the summer, the hana is walking inside and getting out from the heat. In the winter, it's walking inside and getting away from the cold in the rain. So the Ritva asks the obvious question. Yes, the person who's visiting, as the Gemara is speaking now, is a person who's not allowed to have hana, not allowed to have any benefit from this person who's not well. And as we just explained, walking into this house involves having hana. But as the Ritva, why don't we apply the rule of mitzvah lehenes nitnu, that he's still doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. And since he's doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, we have the rule of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. So the Ritva says that yes, as he walks in, he's walking in with for the reason that he doesn't want to have, that he wants to fulfill the mitzvah. But he may stay there longer. And when he stays there longer, then we have an issue that he's doing it for his own pleasure. So that's why the Ritva says that halacha ought to be that he should not be allowed to walk in, because he walks in, he may stay longer than the amount to do the mitzvahs. Another pshat that the Mefarshim explained, that here we're talking about mitzvahs b'kechaylim. A mitzvah b'kechaylim is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But when we speak about the mitzvah b'kechaylim, there are those that want to suggest it's only fulfilled when you speak to the sick person, you see what he needs and help him. Since all that's involved is seeing what this person who's nebuch ill needs, you don't necessarily have to walk into his house. You could accomplish that without walking into his house, and that's why the Gemara is saying that he should not be allowed to walk into the house. Amishu, says Shmuel, Loilam, the way to explain the Mishnah, it's referring to a situation, Mishnichse Mevaka, Asur Malachayla, that the sick individual is not allowed to benefit from the person who's visiting him. Makam, however, explains Shmuel, that Amish is referring to a situation, Shnoitoschal Yeshiva, that you get people would get paid for sitting with ill people, but they don't get paid for standing. So therefore, the person who's visiting him, if he stands, he's not entitled to any payment for that. But if he sits down, he's doing something which deserves payment. And therefore, the person gets paid for that, and that's why there's a financial benefit. But, says the Gemara, so what would be the halacha if you go to visit him in a place where you don't get paid for sitting? Then you would be allowed to sit. What would be the halacha if you go to a place that not only do they pay an individual for sitting with a chayla, but they pay an individual even for standing with the chayla? Then it would be usur. So what I'm trying to say is that it's not the sitting and standing that really make the difference. What makes the difference is, are you doing something for which you deserve payment or you don't deserve payment? So ask the Gemara, my Pascha, why did the Mishnah explain it, or why did the Mishnah articulate a difference between sitting or standing? The Mishnah should have said a difference between if you're doing something which you get paid versus if you're doing something which you don't get paid. Answers the Gemara, HaKamashmalan, says the Gemara that the Mishnah is trying to teach us, since you're not allowed to get paid for doing a mitzvah, so you're never allowed to get paid for standing when you visit an ill person. And therefore, the Mishnah did not want to speak about a place where you get paid for standing. You're not allowed to get paid for standing. For explains the Gemara, Appa Mokum, even in a place where people get paid for doing the mitzvah b'kecholim, al yeshiva ba'il mishkal, they only get paid for sitting. Why they only get paid for sitting? So explains the Ran, because since the person could have fulfilled the mitzvah through standing, so if he sits, he's entitled to get paid. Therefore, he's entitled to get paid because he could have fulfilled the mitzvah without sitting. Alamida, but when he comes to stand, he's doing a mitzvah. And as we discussed in our previous shurim, alamida lo ba'il mishkal, a person is not entitled to get paid for doing a mitzvah. As we learned in the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, "Voisi tziva Hashem beisi elam and eschem chukim mishpatim," and then the pasuk said, "Re'ei lamanati eschem chukim mishpatim she tzivan elokai," and we learned that just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu does everything bechinam without charging, so may we. And in fact, even though we're saying that sometimes you're allowed to stand and not sit, and we know one of those times is on Tisha B'Av. The halacha is that on Tisha B'Av, one is supposed to sit. If he's sitting, he's only allowed to sit on a low chair. There are exceptions. The halacha is that, of course, if somebody is a sandik by a bris on Tisha B'Av, the halacha is he's allowed to sit. And another example is if somebody is doing hagba on the Sefer Torah by Kriyas HaTorah, Tisha B'Av in the morning, one may sit after he does Hagba. And then the Paiskim say that here we're learning that there's a special point in sinning when you visit a person who's not well. And since there's a special point in sitting when you visit a person who's not well, so on Tisha B'Av, if you're visiting, you're doing Bikur Chaylim on Tisha B'Av with such an individual, the halacha would allow you, to sit. Vibai Sema. Now the Gemara gives a different explanation why we differentiate not between doing something for which you get paid versus doing something for which you don't get paid. The Gemara wants to give a different explaining. The explanation the Gemara gives is Kreb Shimon ben Eliyakim. We're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Membeis Amabeis that even though Shvita comes, and we know that everybody's property in Shemitah is Hefker, if I made a neder that I'm not allowed to benefit from your property, the halacha is I may not even enter your field during the Shemitah year. And the question is, why? It's a Shemitah year. I should be allowed to enter your property. And Rav Shimon ben Eliyakim explains, because Chazal were concerned, Gzeir Shema Yishba Amida, I am allowed to go there to collect the fruit that I'm allowed to take in the Shemitah year. But I'm not allowed to go in there for any other purpose. And Chazal were concerned that I'm going to remain there longer. So that's why I'm not allowed to go there in the first place. Achinami. I'm allowed to visit the person in order to do the mitzvah b'chaylim. But Chazal were concerned that if I'm going to sit down and visit such an individual, Chazal were concerned that I may stay there longer. And therefore, Chazal said, standing is permitted. By standing, we're not concerned that you're going to stay there longer than you may. By sitting, we are. So, of course, the Rishonim ask that just like by sitting, the Gemara just told us that we're concerned that you may stay there longer than you may, the same thing should be by standing. So the Ran explains, since most people who visit somebody who's not well sit down, and this person is being told that you may not sit down, so every moment that he's standing serves as a reminder to that individual that why am I standing? The reason I'm standing is because Chazal told me that I can't be here too long. So the standing is going to serve as a reminder that I'm not going to stay there longer than just the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah. Whereas, where somebody's collecting fruit from a tree, so of course, whenever you collect fruit, you stand. So there's nothing there to remind you to not remain there after you get the fruit that you're allowed to take. That's why Chazal were more machmer by the Shperi Shvius versus the Bikicholim. Ula gives a whole different explanation. Tam Mishnah. Ulam al-Olam shenichse chayla surim al-vakar. The way to explain our Mishnah is that the person who is visiting the person who's not well is not allowed to have any benefit from that person. And the kagoyim, but even though the person who's sick had made a neder that this individual who's coming to visit him is not allowed to have any benefit from him, the neder was only was a limited neder. It did not include the loy adri mechayusei. It didn't include that I can't have benefit from you from anything that my life depends on it. And since visiting the person is critical, and as the Rishonim point out, that so if that's the point, so the person who made a neder that only what's included in the neder is what is necessary for his life. But it's not necessary that I should be the one to visit you. Somebody else can visit you. So the answer is that the Rishonim explain that every person, as we're going to learn in our shiurim, as we continue discussing the mitzvah b'kechaylim, helps make the person healthier. So every individual who visits a person who's not well is contributing to helping him get better. That's one pshat. Another pshat is part of the purpose of visiting a person who's not well is to daven for him. So everybody's tefillah counts. So that's why it's considered something that's absolutely necessary for the chayla. Another pshat that I saw is that the person who visits the person who's not well lets other people know that this person is not well. And maybe by publicizing that this person has whatever disease he has, somebody who could help heal this person will find out and contribute to his being healthier. The Nidri Zruzin, however, points out that even though Al Gemara just said that if the person made a neder that nobody's that this person is not allowed, may not have any benefit from me, if the neder, however, the neder did not include that if the person, the neder we're learning did not include chiyusei, something that he needs to live, but points out the Nidri Zruzin, that's only if the neder was made before this person became ill. But if the neder was made before, after the person got ill, he obviously was saying that even though I'm ill and there's what to benefit from this person visiting me, I'm making a neder that I don't want him in my home. Then, says the Nidri Zruzim, the Gemara's Teretz, that wasn't included in the neder is not applicable. And the Rosh points out that we can't use this heter of Kedei Chiyusei, points out the Rosh, indiscriminately. And the Rosh says we could only use it for what is indeed Kedei Chiyusei. As we're learning, visiting the person, Bikacholim, as we gave explanation a moment ago, is considered Kedei Chiyusei. Other types of activity would not be considered Kedei Chiyusei. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that the way we're understanding the Mishnah is that the person who's ill made the neder, and he made the neder that this person who's benefiting, who is visiting me, may not benefit from me, but we're saying that the reason he's allowed to visit him because it's Kedei Chiyusei. So ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're understanding, so then why did our Mishnah say Yehoch Afil Yeshev Nami? Why does the Mishnah limit that he only could do it, he could only visit him sitting? The halacha should be that he should be allowed to sit as well. Answers the Gemara, Ha'efshe Remida. Since he could do the mitzvah b'kechayla by standing, so we're only limiting the right for him to violate the neder what's Kedei Chiyusei. And that could be accomplished with sitting, so there is no heter to stand. So our Mishnah, continues the Gemara, Shmuel explained that our Mishnah is talking about a case where a chayla is not allowed to benefit from the person who's visiting him. Meisvei asked the Gemara, The Braisa says, if somebody made a neder that his friend, that this person is not allowed to have an offer from him, v'chalahu, and then the person who he made the neder got ill, nichnas levakroi, he's allowed to visit him. Chala benoi, but if the son of the person who was the subject of the neder got ill, shayla b'shuk, he could only ask in the street, how are you doing? But he can't actually go to mevakachoylim. So ask the Gemara. That the Mishnah is speaking about a case where the person who's sick is the one that made the neder. The person who's visiting him is the one who's not allowed to benefit from him. And we explain, that we're going to explain that when the person who's sick made the neder, he did not include in his nether anything which is chayusei shuvet shaper. So we could understand why he's allowed to visit him, because that wasn't included in the nether. But he did not include in the nether that his son, if he made a nether that you can't have benefit from my son, that you can't walk into the house, then he can't come to visit the son. Because for the son, he could just ask in the street. El Shmuel. That says the Amish is referring to a case that the person who's visiting is not allowed to benefit the sick person. So, and the Mishnah is saying that I'm allowed to do it because I'm doing the mitzvah. So then, why shnahu? My shnabana? I should be allowed to visit whether it's the sick person or his son. Amalach says the Gemara. Shmuel's going to answer that the Mishnah and the Braisa are not speaking about the same situation. Masnisen, the Mishnah is referring to a situation where the person who's visiting the sick person, the choyla is not allowed to benefit from the person who's visiting him. And like we explained, that you're getting paid, there's pay for sitting, but there is no pay for standing, as we said a few moments ago. Braisa, and the Braisa will be speaking, that the person who's sick, the person who's visiting him, may not visit him. And therefore, we're going to agree that he's only allowed to visit him. That because Kedei Chiyusei was not included in the nether, but Kedei Chiyusei the Benoi was included in the nether. So ask the Gemara. So according to the way we're learning, Shmuel is differentiating between the Mishnah and the Braisa. That the Mishnah is talking about where the person who's visiting is made a nether that the person who's sick can't have any benefit from him. And the Braisa is speaking in a case where the visitor can't have any benefit from the person who's sick. Ask the Gemara, my Pascha. Why would Shmuel, instead of learning like Ula, and by learning like Ula, you'll be able to explain both the Mishnah and the Braisa referring to the same case. So why instead of learning it that way, does Shmuel choose to come up with scenarios that require us to explain the Mishnah and the Braisa different, speaking about different cases? Answers the Gemara. Shmuel said that the Mishnah doesn't make sense to explain the Mishnah the way Ul explained the Mishnah. That we're going to say that the Mishnah is referring to a case where the visitor can't benefit from the Chayla. And therefore say, the reason he's allowed to visit him, at least in a standing fashion, because that he did not include in his nether the activities that he needs for living. Because if the case is, my iri the Tana, why did the Mishnah teach us, if I'm allowed to visit him, because Kedei Chiyusei was not included in the nether, the halacha should be that I should be allowed to sit as well. And even though when that question was asked to Ula, Ula said, because there's no reason to allow you to sit, since it's enough that you could accomplish the mitzvah standing, still, if I'm allowed to visit, because that wasn't included in the neder. It's kedei chiyusei, so then it shouldn't make a difference. I should be allowed to sit or stand. It must be that the only way to explain the Mishnah, the tells us Shmuel, is that the Mishnah is referring to a situation when nichsei mevaker asurim alachayla, that the person who is visiting is not, the chayla is not allowed to benefit from him, and therefore they pay for the sitting and they don't pay for the standing. So as we've been discussing the mitzvah bika chaylim, begins the Gemara Amar Reish Lakish. Remesh l'bika chaylim atar menayin. Where do we find the Torah that a person should do the mitzvah bika chaylim? Shenema says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says regarding the machloikis, when Kairach and his followers complained against Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to declare that he and his brother were legitimate in their leadership position. So the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu, this is in Parashas Kairach, obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'yomer, b'zeis taidun, k'ani Hashem shulchani lasis kol amasa meleila, kiloi melibi. He says, im k'mois kol adam yimusa, eluf kudas kol adam. My mashma. So that's what really Shlokas says, is the Pasuk that teaches us the mitzvah b'kecholim. So ask the Gemara, where in that Pasuk do we see the mitzvah b'kecholim? Amarava, Moshe Rabbeinu said as follows, if Kamais kol adam yusun elu, if Kairach and his followers will die like all other people, shehen cholim, that they get ill, umetalim barisasam, and they lay, unfortunately, ill in bed, ubenei adam evakernei son, and people visited them, then it will be a proof that they were legitimate. However, ma'abris oyamim, what if it won't be that way? If people will see that they die in a normal fashion, it'll be a proof that I wasn't sent for this purpose. So the Gemara Masechta Matzia says, "Bitzes b'kecholim." How do we know there's a mitzvah b'kecholim? Because the pasuk says, "V'datam lahem es aderech yel chuba," and the Gemara explains there, "Yel chuba is a b'kecholim." So the question is, why did Rish Lakish bring this pasuk from Kairach that he is saying a whole drasha refers to b'kecholim? Isn't that drasha much stronger? So they still say that pasuk doesn't speak about b'kecholim in any fashion. This pasuk, the way we're explaining it, speaks about b'kecholim in a much stronger way. The Gemara Masechta Sota, Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph, teaches us another source for the mitzvah b'kecholim. As we know, the pasuk says at the beginning of Parashas Vayera, "V'yera Elav Hashem b'Eloyin Mamre," and we learn from there that Kadosh Baruch Hu visited Avram Avinu when he was sick, and we have an obligation that we have to follow Achra Hashem El Kecha Telechun, to follow the ways of Hashem. Now, it's very important that we speak, as we get into the sugya mitzvah b'kecholim, to point out what is the purpose of the mitzvah b'kecholim. One is to take care of the chayla. Another is to daven on his behalf. And in fact, Ramah, quoting the Ramban, says that if somebody does b'kecholim without davening on behalf of the chayla, then he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. Another point is to encourage him and cheer him up. And another purpose is to encourage the person who's sick to do tshuva. The Gemara we're going to have in our coming shir quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem yishmireyu v'yichayeyu, that one who visits the sick will have many brachas. What are the brachas? Hashem yishmireyu, that somebody who does the mitzvah b'kecholim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him from the Yetzer Hara. V'chayeyu, that he will be protected from suffering. V'usha v'aretz, means that people will respect him. V'ataneyu v'nefesh olam, that he will have good friends. So our Gemara is teaching us the sugis that we're going to learn, how important and how powerful the mitzvah b'kecholim. And the Karen Ayer explains, why is a person who does the mitzvah b'kecholim given all of these rewards? So he explains, somebody who does the mitzvah b'kecholim, it receives, is protected from the Yetzer Hara, because he encouraged this person who's not well to do tshuva. in reward for taking care of this person, he's making him comfortable, he's relieved from suffering. Another point is, if somebody is an important person and he still takes the time to show respect to all people who are not well and visit them, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward him, that people will respect him. And he, because he's a good friend and visits somebody who's not well, that's why he will be zoicha to that reward. So the Tveres Tzion asks, if, as we just discussed, the Bikkur Cholim is such a powerful mitzvah, why wasn't it said explicitly in the Torah? Says the Tveres Tzion, a rule, that any mitzvah in the Torah which refers to midos, to proper behavior, is never said explicitly. And he explains, because the expectation is that every Jew is going to behave properly, and therefore he doesn't need to have a explicit mitzvah. He doesn't have to have an explicit mitzvah. Of course, the question that we need to discuss as we get into the sugya of Bikkur Cholim is, can somebody fulfill the mitzvah of Bikkur Cholim by calling somebody on the telephone? So all the Paiskim, the Michas Yitzchak and Chelik Beis, Simon Pei Dalid, Ramosh Zatzal, and the Gris Moshe Yerodeh, Chelik Aleph, Simon Reish Chof Gimel, say that after explaining, as we just did, all of the reasons for doing Bikkur Cholim, not all of those reasons can be accomplished by talking on the phone. And moreover, the Shar Metzion Balacha says, we see, as we just mentioned, that one of the first examples, if not the first example, that the Torah shows for the mitzvah Bikkur Cholim is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited Avram Avinu. Now, certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have communicated with Avram Avinu with Nevuah. He didn't have to come personally visit him. And therefore, all the Paiskim I saw seem to agree wholeheartedly that if one could do the mitzvah Bikkur Cholim by actually going to visit the person, then it's much preferred than just calling him on the phone. So the Gemara just proved that what's the proof that Bikkur Cholim is a mitzvah? But Moshe Rabbeinu said that Kairach will not be zoicha to have Bikkur Cholim. Why indeed, asked the Ben Ishchai, did Kairach not have the schus to have Bikkur Cholim? So he explains that what is the purpose of Bikkur Cholim? He says the purpose of Bikkur Cholim is to show the achdus of Klal Yisrael, how Klal Yisrael care for each other. Kairach, who wanted to draw and make a machlokes in Klal Yisrael, who wanted to create disunity in Klal Yisrael, is not the individual who's worthy to have Bikkur Cholim, which is a mitzvah that totally represents our special relationship, one with each other, and that we're supposed to have, that we're supposed to think about each other in that positive way. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu said in Bria Yivra Hashem. If HaKadosh, what does that mean? In Bria, Gehenim, and Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already created Gehenim, Muta, fantastic. Tia, and that's where Kairach and his people should be. Vimlav, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not created Gehenim, Yivra Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should create it. Eini, ask the Gemara, how can Moshe Rabbeinu have had a question about Kadosh Baruch Hu had already created Gehenim? Tanya Shivat Vram, Nivru Kadosh Baruch Hu Nivru Olam. There were seven things created before the world was created. Ve'elahein, and what are they? Torah, Utshuva, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, Ubeis HaMikdash, Ushma Yishol Mashiach. And the Gemara explains each one of them. Torah, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Hashem, Karan, Kanani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me, Reishis Darkoi, as he began the world. Tshuva, the Ksiv, Beterem Harim, Yilodav, Etuchaylo, Eretz V'Sevel. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he brought into the world the power, he brought into the world the power to do Tshuva. Tash v'enesh adako. Before the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the circumstances that there should be these things. There should be tshuva. Gan Eden, how do we know there were Gan Eden? Because the Ksiv, V'yita Hashem Elokim, Gan Mi'edem Mi'kedem. So I saw the Mefarshim explain why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create tshuva before he created the world? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always prepares the refuah Kaidel Maka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares the medicine before the disease. Tshuva is the medicine that was created before a person does an Aveira. Why do we have tshuva before the world was created? That is that before a person goes to war, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world is that they have hospitals for the wounded soldiers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that human beings will do Averis. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that human beings will do Averis, he created them for them tshuva where they could go when they do Averis. Chas v'shalom. Gan Eden d'ksiv v'yita Hashem al kim, gan b'edem ikedem. Kehenim, how do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Gehenim before he created the world? D'ksiv ki orach me'es mal tifta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Gehenim from yesterday. Kisa covered, they created the Kisa covered. The Ksiv, Nochen Kesach Me'oish. Basically, the Ksiv, Kisa covered Meroy Merishin. Shmoy Shem Mashiach, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says when David HaMelech speaks about Mashiach, Yehi Shmoy L'Olam. Says the Gemara, so we had Gehenim already. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean with this tefillah? Eloch Kamar. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say. E Evrele Puma, if there's already an opening for Gehenim, where Korach and his followers could fall mutav, great. Vimlav, if it hasn't yet been created, Yivra Hashem, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu create such an opening. Ask the Gemara, how could Moshe Rabbeinu daven for that? The Ksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Ein kol chodesh tachas Hashemus? So how could Moshe Rabbeinu possibly daven for a new opening for the Gehenim? Says the Gemara, Hachkam, what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say was, I hacha le'mikrav puma, if the opening to Gehenim is not here, near where Korach is, if it's not here where Korach is, then lacha likrav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring it here, so it should be here available for Korach and his followers to fall in. Dar Shrav of Amalei Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma'idik Siv, Shemes, Yireach, Omed Zvula. And the question asked the Gemara Pasuk in Chabakuk, we know that there are seven Rekiyim, there are seven skies in Shemayim. Rekia is the second closest to the earth, and that's where the sun and the moon and the stars are all, and the Revi is the Zvul. So how were the Shemesh and Yireach in the Zvul? Ask the Gemara, Shemesh Yireach, B'Zvul, my Bayin, V'Rekia Kviya, isn't there a place in the Rekia? Says the Gemara, what happened was, they went up to the Rekia, which is, they went up to the Tzvul, which is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu apparently is more available. And they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shloilem, Im ata oisod din leben Amram, if you're going to stand up for Moshe Rabbeinu, on a Me'irim, we will continue to shine. Vim lav, but if you won't, and on a Me'irim, we will stop coming out. Boys are sharp. At that moment, Yara behen chitzim v'chinitzos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw at them arrows and swords. Every day, people who worship the sun and the moon bow down to you. V'atam irim, and you continue to shine. V'chvoidi lemechitzim, and the fact that there's such terrible disrespect shown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as people worship the sun and the moon, you're not concerned. B'chvoid Eloi Mechisim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chvoid B'chavad Bas V'adam Mechisim, but you're worried about the honor of Moshe Aaron. So says the Gemara, from then on, B'chvoid Yoyim V'yoyim, every day, Yoyim Ben Chitz V'chanisos U'mirim, they only come out when spears and arrows are thrown to them. Shenema Lor Chitzecha Yaleichun. At that point, only at that point, does it come out. And that's why I saw that the Mefarshim explained, the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Korach v'Hadassai, Boiker v'yoyda Hashem Shaloi. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu tie it to Boiker? Why didn't he say Mocher? Moshe Rabbeinu said that in the morning, when the sun won't want to come out, that's when it'll be shown. The Malbim explains that every Shabbos when we daven Kel Adon, we say Smechem b'tzeisam b'sosim b'voyam. And the Malbim explains, what's the difference? What is the difference that between what is the difference between Sosin and Simcha? So he says Simcha is an internal joy, and Sosin is when somebody's so happy that he shows that joy externally. And that's Pshat what we say, that Sosin Bevayam, when they finish their orbit, they're happy. But they're not happy, but say some. They're not happy when they go out. Why are they not happy? Why are they not happy when they go out? The reason they're not that happy when they go out is because they go out, as we just learned in the Gemara, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws at them chitzim v'chanitas. And since they go out, they only go out that way, that's why there's no simcha, there's no sosin, and then point is only simcha. I saw, what does this discussion have to do with Kairach? So I saw that the pshat in this Gemara is that Kairach, the sun and the moon, recognize each other's boundaries. Kairach wanted to say there are no boundaries, and because Kairach whole goal was to eliminate the boundaries in Klal Yisrael, that's why the sun and the moon said, we understand the power of boundaries, and you don't. Tanya, Bikacholim Ein Lan Shir. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean when we say the Bikacholim Ein Lan Shir? Sov Rav Yosef Lemeimer, Shein Shir Lamata Schari. The reward for that mitzvah is without any measure. It's boundless. Amoy Abaya, V'chol Mitzvah Miyesh Lam Shir Lamata Schari. Is that only by Bikkur Chaylim? Do other mitzvahs, are any other mitzvahs differently? But Tanan, doesn't the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos teach us, have a Zob and Mitzvah Kala B'chamura, Shenei today, Matan Scharen Shal Mitzvahs. We don't know the reward for any mitzvah. Elam Abaya, that's coming to teach us, Afilu Godel Eitzel Katan, that even a great person should visit a person who's not that great. Rav Amar, Afilu Mei Pam B'yom. What we're learning from here is that a person should do the mitzvah b'kach chayim. If it's necessary, he should visit the person 100 times a day. So the Chavetz Chaim says what the Gemara means to say is that even if the person who's being visited is not really such a great person, and the person who's visiting him is a very distinguished individual, it's the mitzvah b'kach chayim requires that even great people, says the Chavetz Chaim, should visit people who are not on that stature. And the raya he brings is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course nobody meets the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoyda b'atzmai visited Avram Avinu. So we see how important it is to visit somebody. I saw that a story that said about the Brisker Rav. Here we just learned that you're supposed to visit a person even 100 times a day. So there's a story, there was once somebody in the town of Brisk, who lived in the town of Brisk, who was not well. And he was a very distinguished individual, and many people would come to visit him. And the Chavetz Chaim, the Brisker Rav, once came to see him. And as he came in, this person told the Brisker Rav, Tanya Bikkur Chaylim Eilen Shir, my Eilen Shir, as we just learned, Rav Amar Filim Mei Pam B'yayim. As soon as the Brisker Rav heard this person say the Gemara that we just learned, he left. He said, so they asked the Brisker Rav, why did you take that as a sign that you're supposed to leave right away? So he said, the Gemara says that you're supposed to even do Bikkur Chaylim 100 times a day. So the Brisker Rav said, how can you do Bikkur Chaylim 100 times a day? It must be that every visit is a short visit. So I understood that the person who was not well was trying to give me a signal that I should leave, that I should not stay long. It's too difficult for him. Amrav Acha Berachanina, Kalvaka Chayla, anyone who visits someone who's not well, Noitel Ach Meshishim B'tzaroi, takes the 60th of the disease away. Amalei, so they asked him, if that's the case, Leila Shitin V'lukmo, let 60 people visit this person who's not well, and he'll be well. Amalei, Kasraisa the Ben, the Rebbe. The way it's measured is like the Sraisa the Ben Rebbe, which we'll speak about in a moment. And he said, it's also Ben Giloi. Not every person has the ability to take away the disease. It's only somebody who's the Ben Giloi, who's the same. The Ran explains he was born in the same mazel. Another pshat is that they're the same age, an old person to an old person, or young person to young person. Others explain what it means is that they're people who you enjoy their visit. Then the visit has a purpose. The Tanya, so the Gemara goes to explain the 60th formula. Rabbi Omer Bashan and Zonis Menechsei Achen. If a father died and he left over an estate, so as we've discussed when we learned Masechta Ksubas many times, the sons inherit the estate, but the daughters are entitled to a dowry and support from the estate. So how much are they entitled for their marriage needs? Notless Isinasachim. They get 10%. Amalei Rebbe, so they asked Rebbe, the Hadrecha, Mishesh Lo Esabonis, if somebody left over 10 daughters, Uben, so then it will turn out, Ein Lo Leben, but Makabonis Klum, each daughter will take 10%, and the son will be left with nothing. Amalehem, that's not the formula. Rishoyna Noitelis Isinasachim, we figure out what is 10% for the first daughter. Shnia gets 10% of what's left over. Shlish v'mashinirz, and then if they're all getting married at the same time, chayz v'chalks b'shava. But if you'll do the math, it won't turn out that the son is left with nothing. So here we learned that a person who visits somebody else, then that will help that the person will get better and take away some of the disease. So the Ben Yoyada explains, why is that? He explains that by a person visiting somebody who's sick, and it wasn't decreed upon him to be sick. It was only decreed on the person who's sick to be sick. But if I visit somebody who's sick, and I feel for that person who's sick, then there was no gzeira that I should be sick. And because of that, because I feel bad, and Kadosh Baruch Hu never said that I should feel bad. He only said that this individual who I visited should feel bad. That's why that schus helps that individual will lose some of his disease through me fulfilling the mitzvah, of Bika Chaylim. And that's why the Ber Mayim Chaim says that the pasuk says that when Yaakovin was sick, the pasuk says that Hine bincha Yosef bo elecha. So explains the Ber Mayim Chaim. We know, as the Torah describes so clearly, that Yaakov and Yosef were very connected to each other. That's why when Yosef came to visit him, Yischazik Yisrael v'Yeshev Alamita, Yosef, who was the Ben Giloi of Yaakov Avinu. And the Gemara just said that when a Ben Giloi visits, it takes away some of the disease. So that's why Yaakov Avinu immediately felt better when Yosef came to visit him.